This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
I just returned from Cambridge after a marvelous time with some of my doctoral students in the Semiotics and Future Studies program. And while we were there, the Pope did something absolutely incredible, and that is he published his encyclical on the environment called Laudato, Praise Be to You. And this is an amazing person. There's so many things I like about him, so many other things that I'm a little nervous about. For me, the dance of tradition and innovation is really important, conservation, innovation. Sometimes I don't see that dance, but I love the fact that, I mean, no pope in history had the gall, the confidence, if you will, to declare themselves and to take the name Francis. That's why he's Francis the First, named after the most humble people in the history of the Catholic Church, St. Francis, 13th century. Nobody had the gall to take that humble a name. And so this mix of humble confidence, which, if you know anything about him, you know is my key to what is the Jesus spirit. He just embodies in the choice of the name, Francis the First, the confidence to say, I want to be that humble, and judge me on that basis of being that humble. So here we have another incredible statement that I'm not hearing about, I'm not hearing talked about. And again, there are certain things I love about this, certain things I don't, but kudos, hats off to the fact that here's a pope willing to carpe mañana. The church is always playing catch-up or put-down. In terms of the culture, whether you're trying to catch up or put down, I think of the Canadian Jesuit theologian Bernard Lonergan, who said that the church often arrives a little breathless and a little late. And we've been breathless and late for too long, especially on this issue of the environment, where this is our prime directive. The first time we were commanded, conserve, tend the garden, and till it, and conceive, cultivate. Conserve and cultivate. Conserve and conceive is how I translate it. So this is, you know, we are in charge. The Genesis account, you know, the divine ruach, the divine breath that holds all things together, including this fragile ecosystem, we're to be trustees of this. We're to be trustees of this divine ruach as we conserve and conceive. This is my Father's world. What does it mean to be good trustees of what we've been given? And we've been terrible trustees. We've been terrible trustees. What I love about the encyclical is that the Pope doesn't play politics with it. In other words, he doesn't accept this this causal link between atmospheric change and the so-called greenhouse gas emissions. In other words, he's not playing that political game, that scientific game. What he is playing is and rightly so, the theological. He's pulling down his theological card and playing that. And that's exactly the point, that we are called to care for creation. It ought to concern us that something is going on, that the world is getting hotter, and that somehow what we are doing seems to be affecting it. I mean, will we be the first species in history that destroys its own life support system? And that's the question. Are humans that rapacious, that selfish, that we would, for the sake of present gratification, destroy our own life support system and take away that very ruach, that very divine breath that breathed everything into existence and brought it to life. So this is the right way to do it. I really am excited for you to read it. you can, I will post a link to it on my Facebook page so that you know how to access it and to read it. We have a Pope here who's concerned with issues. Now, this is where I get a little concerned, I draw back a little bit. He sees the problem as basically a problem of kind of an unbridled marketplace, and takes capitalism to task. And I'm as concerned as everybody that a U.S. family with two children will consume as much of the world's resources and as an extended Kenyan family of 30 or more. I mean, so we've got consumption issues that are huge, but is the solution, what is the solution to that consumption issue? And if you know, and my whole last third of the book, Me and We, is dedicated to this whole question of what it means to be a consumer. So I am concerned about that. But I'm going to do one more napkin scribble on this. So stay with me for the next napkin scribble, because I want to give you, like, I've done the universal, and I want to go into the particular. I want to talk to you, and you're going to croak when you hear this, but about African vultures. and how everything is so connected, that in amazing ways that God has created this world in such an incredible fashion, that everything is so connected that when you pull at one, you're pulling at the whole. So kudos to the Pope, his humble confidence, Pope Francis the First, and encouragement to read this incredible encyclical, one of the greatest in the history of Christianity, Laudato Si, praise be to God.